The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Dear Dana, I've been looking forward to a night out with my boyfriend for Valentine's Day, but now he says he'd rather double date. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So this girl hit me up on Instagram. She sent me a DM, and she is very upset. And we only have a couple of days to solve this for her. She and her boyfriend never hang out alone, and she was really looking forward to, you know, just a romantic evening, the two of them, dinner, whatever. She's like, whatever he wanted to do. Now he's like, let's invite my brother and his girlfriend. And she's like, don't get me wrong. I love them. I love his brother. We're cool like that. I love his brother's girlfriend. She's a great friend of mine. However, I would prefer spending a night alone. When I told him that, he's like, it'd be more fun. And she's pretty upset. And so before I give my final thoughts on this, my final word, I would like to ask you, DJ Automatic, since you have brothers, and you, Anthony A., since you have brothers as well, how should she approach this in a way that her man will understand she wants a night alone?
First of all, be less boring. The reason why he's trying to bring everybody along is because you're boring.
Wow. You're putting it on her. Automatic, you always turn this around and put it on the woman.
Well, I mean, why does he want the whole world to come with him? Because he's not entertained by just her. Maybe he's not that into her.
Damn!
Okay. Automatic. Jumping off the deep end there.
For real.
Okay. Automatic, maybe. That may be right, though. Maybe a thing. We got to learn how long they've been together, right? But I would say Valentine's Day is a day of creativity and surprise. She needs to have faith because maybe he's just setting her up for the best Valentine's Day dinner ever.
That's not what's happening.
You're being a hater. You're being a hater, Automatic. If there's a hater in the room, point him out.
You know what? Anthony, I'm pointing at Automatic. The thing is, Anthony, is you come up with all these like fun date night ideas. Automatic hasn't taken me on a date in almost 2 years. So the thing is that he doesn't understand the way that mind of a man works.
Got it. I see what you're saying.
Okay, tell me, what could he be playing?
So maybe, you know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, going to set it up. Maybe the brother and the sister are going to be there because we have a Valentine's Day proposal.
Exactly.
Who knows?
You never know.
Who knows? I need her to have faith. Your boyfriend is not the quarterback for the 49ers, okay? He will not come up short in the big game. Have faith. Like in him, unlike the 49ers did in Jimmy G, and you will win that ring, girl. I can promise you. Please, my guy, don't fail me.
Her boyfriend's Tony Romo. He's never even been to the Super Bowl.
Oh!
All these damn sports references. My final thoughts when we continue. She says, I want a nice romantic evening alone. Her boyfriend wants to invite his brother and girlfriend. We'll continue, Dear Dana, next here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, I love my boyfriend, and I was looking forward to a romantic night alone with him for Valentine's Day. And then he tells me I'm inviting my brother and his girlfriend. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So Automatic, you immediately out the gate, in case anybody just turned their radio on, you threw the girl under the bus and blamed this on her.
I didn't blame her.
You said be less boring.
Well, I mean, that could be one of the problems.
You're saying that he's inviting other people because she's too boring to hang out one-on-one.
Well, I mean, if she was that entertaining, he wouldn't have to bring anyone
Maybe
else.
He just really likes
Dana,
his
do
brother.
I ever bring anyone else when we go out?
We don't have friends.
There you go. Well, because you guys, you're so entertaining.
You don't go anywhere without me. What do you guys mean? I'm just white noise now at this point. I'm not even.
We invite you all the time, but that's different. We're like family. So you said, Anthony A., have faith in this man.
Yep.
And then you gave some kind of 49er reference. But basically what you said is that he could be coming with something seriously romantic.
Think about how big of a surprise it is to get family members involved. Like, come on, girl. You got to believe. And if
you know what? You're the only one who's doing a disservice to this woman, because you're gonna make her think that all this grandioso thing is gonna happen, and guess what's gonna happen? They're gonna go on a double date with his brother, and it's gonna suck.
Well, I'm not here for her. I'm here to help her get through the week and sleep at night, and also help him. I don't want to throw him under the bus like you did, Automatic.
So my suggestion is go out on the date with the brother that you say you like anyway. You're like, he's totally cool with me. Y'all are good friends. With the brother's girlfriend, who you say is really dope, and y'all hang out anyway on your own. And then when dinner's over, you and your man go do something alone. There you go. So that way, he's pleased. Hopefully, you're even more pleased, if you know what I'm saying. And you're meeting your man halfway, because Valentine's Day is not only about us ladies. It's 90% about us. So give him his 10%. And that's it. Don't y'all think he'll be happy with that? He wants to hang with his brother, but she gets her alone time after.
He's going to be drunk. They're not going to be able to go in.
Damn, dog, you just a hater, bro.
No, he's just talking about the way he performs after too many drinks. Dear Dana, y'all, hit me up on social media. At Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll tackle any problems you have. Bring it to the airwaves. Dana Cortez Show is on. We'll be right back, y'all. Less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever come across a foul smell and you can't quite figure out what is that stench? Well, it happened to AJ McCready of Minneapolis, Minnesota. He said his apartment smelled horrible, and he just found out the guy living above him was dead for over a week.
Oh,
it's the WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Not only is this creepy, it's sad. AJ McCready tweeted that his apartment smelled bad. 1 week later, he discovered that there was a dead guy in the apartment above his. So how did AJ discover that there was a dead body in the apartment above him? Well, obviously, there's a smell happening. So he called maintenance. He also noticed there was a dark substance trickling down his wall from ceiling to floor. He wasn't quite certain what it was. So when he hit up maintenance, they stopped by and they're like, it does smell a little strange. What the hell could this be? He wiped a little off the wall to examine it and still really couldn't determine anything. So the maintenance guy said, I'm going to go upstairs into the apartment above you to see what they have going on. And that's when the body was discovered.
Oh, imagine walking into that.
The real hero of the story is the maintenance man. Jesus, dude. Shout out to all the maintenance men who've done this before.
So how does all that explain the trickle? AJ says, all I really know of the situation is the man upstairs died in his sleep. His body decomposed and somehow managed to seep into our apartment.
Well, I guess I'm moving.
You want to stay in your apartment, DJ Automatic?
No, but this reminds me. So I used to work for my dad who owned a pest control company, and he had employees that actually found dead people. That's kind of crazy, but let me tell you something. People live in filth. There are so many people that are so disgusting. He used to have the contract for the city, and I would go around and service people's houses and apartments, and people would go to the bathroom on their floor.
Why are you even calling pest control then? Because that's why your house
is part of their monthly. It's part of their quarterly service. So you would have to go in the house and like check on their house.
They wouldn't even clean before
you
came?
No, there would be rats. There would be bugs. But hold on. I'm going to tell you who the nastiest people are ever.
Who?
Scientists.
Oh.
Scientists?
So they would have their like Dungeons and Dragons setups and all their video games out.
Wait, where you're going into scientists' homes to treat them for bug
This is
control?
In Los Alamos. These are like the most brilliant people in the world.
Balthazar!
Yes.
Element 115, the aliens!
The minds of the future!
Yeah, so I would go into these guys' houses and apartments, and they wouldn't clean anything. There would be food everywhere. There would be maggots crawling in and out of food. I don't want to get into it. It's too gross.
Wow, DJ Automatic. Sounds like you fit right in there.
I don't want to get
in. Oh, no! No!
That WTF story. You know, if it wasn't for me, you'd be living that kind of life. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back with more, y'all, coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Definitely one of my favorite days of the week, One Confession Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Let me explain it to you, just in case you don't know. You get to call in. Okay, you hit the phone lines. You get one whole minute to say anything you want, and every caller remains anonymous. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. So let's go to line 4. Hi, what's your name and what's your confession?
My name is Mason. I was just calling just to say for my confession.
Oh.
What's your confession, Mason? Now, I'll delete your name. You go right ahead. You confess whatever you want, sir.
I turned your guys' station on the other day when your Lizzo thing came on.
My Lizzo thing, huh? You mean my Lizzo cover? Why men great till they gotta be great? Woo! I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy. Yeah, I got boy problems. That's a human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's a goddess in me. You could have had a bad bitch, non-committal. Help help you with your career. Just a little. You're supposed to hold me down. Mason, you better be kind, Mason. Go ahead with your confession.
No, seriously, that's all I wanted to say.
Oh,
I see.
Mason.
Oh, I see.
So is your confession that you actually listened to it? He's like, yo, dude.
Anthony, don't encourage this kind of critique.
Data, do you know what? When you put yourself out there, you got to be ready to take it, okay?
I'm taking it. Finish your confession, Mason. Come with it. Come on in.
Just let the singer sing.
Hey, Mason, you heard this new song? You heard this new one?
I love you, Mason.
Cannot believe we have to start one confession with that kind of criticism. But I'm going to take it and continue with my voice lessons. I'll just continue.
So what are we doing here for one confession? We're going to confess things that we put up with for the people that we love?
Ooh.
What do you mean put up with, Automatic? Explain yourself. You and Mason.
Well, you've got these aspirations to be a singer and... It's so probably not going to happen.
You gotta
but you know
put
what?
Up with it?
You're I let you pay for the voice lessons. I let you do
let
you.
Me.
So yes, you tolerate Dana's singing because you love her that much.
Well, I don't tolerate it at home. She knows that she can't
sing at home.
Well, not when I'm around.
Okay. Let's move away from you guys because I don't want an in-studio fight to happen. So I get what you're saying, Automatic. And as a matter of fact, I used to date this girl. She lives in LA, and we could talk about her because she's one of those I don't even listen to the radio. So we could air her out, and I'm gonna use her real name, Corinne. And here's,
I love Corinne. How is she?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't care. But one thing I had to tolerate with her is that she had a very expensive fashion taste. To the point where, like, she didn't have the money to buy the outfits she bought. And then I would have to end up paying for, like, the whole date and stuff like that. But she would spend the money on the dress and whatnot.
But why is that tolerating? First of all, Corinne is a beautiful woman. You sure did like showing her out when y'all were together. You sure were When Anthony A. was with Corinne... He would come in and show me the latest dance music. This is a man.
Does Dana want to date her? I think Dana wants to date her.
I always thought Dana wanted to date her because Dana used to always be like, I love her so much. Maybe you're going to really be with her, Anthony.
Wait, hold on. We're not going to put this on Instagram, are we?
Yes, we are.
Well, we're not because she'll hear it if we do. Yeah.
Dana's going to do that.
Let me tell you something. She's the girl that says, I don't listen to radio, but she is listening to you every single day. telling you.
Here's why it became a problem in the relationship is because she never had money to do anything else. But every time it came to buy the latest fashion piece that came out, she had money for that.
Well,
so that annoyed me.
What is that? You fell for it. You paid for it. Why is that her fault?
Because I tolerated it. Like Automatic does your singing. I tolerated it for a little bit.
Well, you know what? I tolerate a lot from you, DJ Automatic. You know, y'all came at me. When I come back, I'll tell you what I tolerate from you because I love you, what I put up with. And I would like everybody listening on this one confession to tell us what you tolerate from your significant other, if that's the word we're using. 833 Dana Show.
I already know what you're going to say. You say something about like me not putting my socks in the laundry or like some leaving my underwear in my pants or doing something stupid like that. We've already heard it a million times, Dana.
If you've heard it a million times, then why don't you put your socks in the hamper and why you still leave your underwear inside out in your pants on the floor? One confession continues with your calls next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This gentleman called in and began one confession by attacking me.
My name is Mason. I was just calling just to say for my confession.
Oh.
What's your confession, Mason? Now, I'll delete your name. You go right ahead. You confess whatever you want, sir.
I turned your guys' station on the other day when your Lizzo thing came on. Just let the singer sing.
Did he just call it a Lizzo thing?
He did, and that wasn't an attack. That was just him stating facts.
Okay, Automatic. Anyway, it's the Dana Cortez Show. One confession. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So, Anthony, you confessed that one girl that you were really into, Corinne, who I love, by the way. I wish y'all would end up together. You said you tolerated the fact that she always had money for high fashion, but never had money to contribute to a date.
Yes, I got tired.
Because you really liked her.
Yes, within the 18 months that we were together, I got tired of playing for Olive Garden every single weekend.
Olive Garden?
Yeah, dog. What's up? You don't got a problem with Olive Garden, bro?
Well, that's not expensive. Well,
dude, what?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, dude? Come on.
I thought you were like, if she's going high fashion, I thought you were talking about like five-star dining or something.
Hey, she was the best-looking woman at Olive Garden. Okay, you leave that girl alone.
I now go to Olive Garden alone, and I now enjoy my all-you-can-eat breadsticks and salad all alone.
And the soup, too.
So good and tasty.
All right, but you know what? Shout out to her. She's cool. No hard feelings. It ended up working out for her.
And then Automatic kind of threw me under the bus by saying he tolerates my singing. Ain't worried about a ring. ring on my finger. Well, I've got a laundry list of things I tolerate.
Let's hear them. I want to hear what bothers you about
me. The phones have not stopped. One of the saddest calls we got, though, was one woman saying that she wishes her husband would remember Valentine's Day. Aww. That was crazy. Ooh. Come on, guys.
See, I'm not that bad.
Okay, socks on the floor in front of the hamper.
Okay,
why can't
you lift the lid? Knew you were going to say that. That's boring.
Undershirt inside the sweatshirt. Yeah. Underwear inside out, sometimes stuck inside your pants.
Yeah.
Dog, I just picked up your sweater and I had your shirt in it. I have it. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Anthony. Thanks for the cosign.
Thank you for picking that up. I forgot it at the movies.
Candy bar wrappers and receipts in your pockets, which means when I wash, everybody has paper all over their clothes because you don't care. The fence not being fixed until I called the repair guy.
Oh, no.
I called him. I set it up.
I took care of that.
Paintings not hung.
They will get hung.
3 months. Mirrors not hung.
They're going to get hung.
2 months. Boxes piled up in the living room. The boxes are piled up in the living room.
If you didn't order so much junk, we wouldn't have boxes piled up.
And the thing that I tolerate the most from you that you should be grateful for is you like the smoky smoke. And I know I'm not into that.
I got to numb myself out so I don't have to listen to your singing.
I cannot believe you. All right. What is the one thing that you tolerate or put up with from your significant other because you love them so much? 833-DATA-SHOW. And of course, all confessions are welcome. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. One confession here on the Dana Cortez Show. I hate you right now, DJ. I can't stand you. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A dog swallowed its owner's engagement ring, and the way they get it back might surprise you. WTF story time here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
Yeah, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, but even when dogs make mistakes, they're still good boys, right?
Of course.
They're still good dogs. So this woman will be able to tell this story for the rest of her life. When you visit the Valley Farm Animal Hospital, they have a beautiful picture of Pepper the Pointer looking mighty sick in their lobby. And it's captioned, "Do I look a little nauseated? That's because the vet has given me something to make me vomit. Not because the vet is a meanie, but because I ate my mom's engagement ring." Oh, no. So she put the engagement ring down, and for some reason...
he thought it was a snack.
Yeah, he just hopped up on two legs, licked it, and swallowed the engagement ring. Luckily, the dog mom saw, rushed him to the vet. That's when they administered this medication. But whatever the vet gave Pepper, it worked. Everybody's happy. The woman got her engagement ring back, and it's a great, funny story.
I wonder if the dog was trying to give y'all a heads up. Like, hey, don't do this.
Oh,
that's
Anthony.
One side. I'm just kidding.
Man's best friend.
Actually reminds me of the time my dog, Young Metro, decided he was going to run a half a mile through two apartment complexes through a busy intersection just to get back home.
Well, what happened? Where were y'all?
We were at the dog park, which, like I said, if going from my apartment complex, I have to walk through one apartment complex, through another one, through a busy street, and then we're there at the dog park.
So he gets it. He's done this several times.
We're there. We're chilling. We're hanging out. And all of a sudden, you know when dogs get that like curious look on their face? Like, I'm about to do some shit. He gave me that look, gave a little wag of the tail. I took one step, and he darted. Through both the apartment complexes, through the busy intersection. And when
You're freaking out by this point.
I'm freaking out. I'm sweating. I'm realizing I'm out of shape. By the time I get to my front door, guess who's sitting there wagging a tail? Like, if he just
was ready to go home.
He was like, yo, I did it. Aren't you happy?
I made it home. All by myself.
Didn't know he just almost killed himself.
One night, I'm woken up by this terrible noise. It's growling. They're shrieking. I jump out of bed, open the door, and I see this giant figure fighting our baby girl dog, Didi. I thought it was a Tasmanian devil. I thought it was a dog.
A Tasmanian devil? They're only in Australia.
Well, whatever. It got here. It climbed a wall. And it came all the way to America to attack my dog. I start screaming because DJ Automatic is sleeping through this whole thing. She has it in her mouth. It ends up being a giant raccoon. She turns it loose and it scurries up the tree. By this time, DJ Automatic is standing next to me in his underwear. Our dog, Didi, looks at him. She whimpers, rolls over on her back. And you saved her. You went and picked her up.
Let me tell you how the story really happened now, okay?
Oh, that is how the story happened, Otto.
Okay, so I'm sound asleep. I hear my wife screaming like a crazy woman. Grab the gun. There's a dog in the backyard.
I'm just picturing Danny looking like Elmer Fudd.
I'm hunting rabbits.
I was like,
I pop up out of bed. I run outside. I see Didi like scuffling with what you can't. I can't even tell what it is.
No, the raccoon had already gone up the tree.
I'm telling you from my perspective, okay?
Okay, all right.
So I see them scuffling. I run out there and I grab my little Dieters and I pick her up like a little baby. And she looks deep into my eyes and she's like, "Daddy, thank you for taking care of me." And from that point on, she has been the most loyal dog. And huskies are not loyal dogs. She is super loyal and she loves her daddy.
Talk about an embellishment. She just ran away last week.
Oh, no.
That's our WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back with more y'all next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Week of love here inside the Dana Cortez Show because Friday is Valentine's Day. We are breaking down our favorite romantic movies of all time here inside the Dana Cortez Show. It's Girl Talk. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Oh, y'all sound so excited to participate in today.
I'm excited for it. I love a good rom-com or any kind of good. I mean, a lot of movies are like romantic movies, though. So,
I was going to say, it doesn't have to be comedy, but I do think that men are more apt to stick around and watch the movie if there's some funny in there.
I know I am.
I believe so, yes.
Well, then you will love my pick because it's one of the movies that whether it's on TNT or I can stream it on Netflix, I look forward to watching every single time, starring Will Smith and Eva Mendes, Hitch.
Some guys naturally develop a comfort with the opposite sex. They like women like them. Everything flows naturally. Back in college, I was just not one of them. I seemed to lack the basic understanding that my peers just intuitively grasped. But like any late bloomer, I was eager to make up for lost time. And my life would never be the same. I'm Alex.
Cressida.
And it's an education I feel obliged to pass on to my fellow men.
This guy was in love with a woman in college and got his heart broken because he was overly loving, constantly available. But at the end of the movie, he gets the girl, Eva Mendes. And I love the movie Hitch. Are y'all down for that movie? Is this one that guys will want to watch Valentine's weekend?
Of course. It's a good movie.
I highly recommend Hitch for anybody and everybody, especially men who don't have the game.
Now we're moving on to my next favorite romantic movie. It's an oldie but a goodie, starring Sandra Bullock, Harry Connick Jr. It's called Hope Floats. This is a story of a woman who married her high school sweetheart. She's got everything, or so she thinks, until she finds out that her husband is cheating on her with her best friend. And this is the scene where her husband shows up at her mom's funeral.
What?
To tell her he wants a divorce and their little girl wants to leave with her daddy. And this breaks my heart every single time.
Bernice, you know I'd take you with me if I could. Connie and I, we need this time to ourselves to try to make a go of it. Then I'll come back for you. I promise. I promise. Now go on inside, please.
You want me? You wrote in the letter. Let me in. You want me.
I'll always want you, Bernice. You're my little princess. But your mama, she needs you. And you need her.
No, I don't need
you. I love you, princess. I gotta go.
No! Oh, Daddy! Daddy!
Why do I feel like crying right now?
How is that romantic? That is probably the saddest scene in the movie.
It is the saddest scene, but that is real life. And guess what? Birdie goes on to get hooked up with Justin Matisse. He had a crush on her since third grade, and they live happily ever after.
Is that Harry Connick Jr.?
Yes, and that's the moral of the story. You can always find love. It's called Hope Floats. Don't give up hope. That's why it's a romantic comedy. At the end, she finds love.
That's a romantic drama. That is not a comedy.
Whatever. Okay. Yes, you're right. Romantic drama. So what I'm curious about, though, so these are really girly movies. I love them. Y'all both co-signed on Hitch. Anthony has seen
Hitch is just a good piece of cinema.
I want for all the ladies to turn their radio up, because what is a romantic film that DJ Automatic and Anthony A think is cool? Will women want to sit through these films? Will y'all share those with everybody listening? We come back.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise, because the one I'm about to share, I remember I was in high school. This girl's like, hey, my auntie's out of town. I'm house sitting. So I thought we were going to go over and get it in. I went over and this movie literally made me cry.
Oh my God. We'll share these guys' favorite romantic movies when Girl Talk continues here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you want to get in your favorite romantic movies, hit the phone lines now. 833-DANA-SHOW. Girl Talk here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
It's the week of love. It's Valentine's week. So I shared my favorite romantic comedies. I still have more, but we can only fit a couple in. So I love Hope Floats. It's a movie about hope and second chances for love. And I shared Hitch because I think it's one of those that I appreciate. And DJ Automatic also likes. Automatic, you share your favorite romantic films with us, please.
So I definitely went more romantic comedies.
I think men are probably more likely to sit through a comedy, right, than some sappy movie.
So the first one I picked was Knocked Up because it kind of reminded me of me and Dana.
I'm presenting you this empty box. It's a promise, Allison. It's a promise that one day I will fill this box with a ring that you deserve, a beautiful ring. And I can't afford it yet. I've picked it out already, though. And it's at De Beers, and it's really nice. Basically, I'm asking you, will you marry me? Because I'm in love with you.
I love you, too.
That movie kind of reminds me of America, because most people don't plan their babies, and then they sometimes get married after.
No, what I meant is, like, Seth Rogen's actual character kind of reminded me of myself, like, where he was just kind of sat around all the time.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, because of the proposal situation?
Or? All of it. The whole thing. Like, his whole situation. He didn't want to be in a relationship. He just hung out with all his bros, and then all of a sudden he's having a baby, and then but he found the love of his life.
I was worried. You almost walked yourself into a corner there, Maggie.
I was kind of worried there for a minute, too. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. You didn't, I get it, though. He realized in the movie this is really what he wanted, and he's deeply in love with this woman.
Exactly.
But he wasn't wanting it.
No, he didn't know he needed it in his life.
Second movie?
The Wedding Singer with Adam Sandler.
And Drew Barrymore. Don't forget Drew.
So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Could be the man grows old with you. I wanna crawl with you.
Great story about two people in bad relationships who end up finding each other and falling in love.
And it's got Billy Idol in it.
Oh.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
All right. Anthony A., favorite romantic comedies you think other men will co-sign on?
All right, I'm going to say this one just because it has some football and some sports in it, but I was raised by a single mother, so I know this movie by heart, Jerry Maguire.
Hello? Hello? I'm looking for my wife. And I just had...
Shut up. You had me at hello.
I keep saying romantic comedy, but these are just romantic movies in general. That was a comedy, but it also tugged at the heartstrings, and I love watching that movie. It's great.
It just reminds me of my childhood, because that was the only movie or piece of entertainment that I had as a kid being raised by a single mom that had any kind of sports in it.
Dude, so, like, I love it. Cuba
it was between. It's the only thing your mom wanted to watch with you, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger. Great movie right there. All right, so what's the movie that you said you cried
to? I'm dying to hear what movie made you cry.
I think this is a millennial classic. So I was in high school. A girl invited me over. She was house-sitting for her auntie, and she didn't let me know it was that time of the month until I got there. She said, we're going to watch romantic movies and cuddle up. So I was like, all right. Then she put on The Notebook.
And you both were in your feels.
I'm a bird.
Stop it. Stop it now.
You're a bird.
Now say you're a bird too.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
What is that?
I don't know either, because by the time I got to that scene, I was already crying. as a man. Like, yeah, have you ever been with a girl and you've been watching a movie and you got to stop paying attention to the movie? Dude, The Notebook is the greatest romantic movie in the history of cinema. The old couple, they grow old, but then she gets dementia or he gets dementia. They keep forgetting each other. I think The Notebook is great.
We gotta watch his movie.
I can't sit through something like that. No.
Dude, you can't sit through it. You're talking young Ryan Gosling, very dreamy, might I add. Rachel McAdams.
I don't care about that part or that part.
Hold on. I don't even know
who Rachel Ray McAdams is.
I do know this scene because I recall you guys acting it out.
What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
I know that because of all the memes on social media. And I think that you guys should give it a try again because I don't think you did it justice.
What? That was my best acting performance I've ever had.
That was when the Dana Cortez show first launched and we tried that little parody of me and Automatic standing butt to butt reciting romantic movie lines. And you want us to do that again?
I want you to stand butt to butt, back to back.
Bumper to bumper.
As close as you can get. And DJ Automatic, you play that chick.
Why do I gotta be the girl?
I want to be Rachel McAdams.
Okay, you be Rachel McAdams. Okay, Anthony, you get to be Rachel McAdams.
I get to be dreamy Ryan Gosling.
Okay, you're dreamy Ryan Gosling. When can we expect this incredible act of thespianism?
You're gonna have to give me some time to memorize my lines, but let's do it on Valentine's Day.
Okay, Valentine's Day.
We're going butt to butt for Valentine's Day.
We're listing our favorite romantic movies, and we want to know what yours are at Dana Cortez on Instagram. You on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. It's Girl Talk, y'all. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Sexy time with music on or complete weird silence. That's the debate right now on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So the reason we're even having this debate is because Anthony A just told Automatic off the air that he's dating this girl that he kind of got his feels for a little bit. And he's like, but the problem is I don't like music playing. She likes music playing, and they're having a little bit of a dilemma in the bedroom.
Can you please explain to me why you don't want music playing while you are in the bedroom?
I don't need a timer, dog.
Oh.
I don't need something keeping track of how long this is, because I don't know if you noticed, but like I've referenced it before, Usher, Nice and Slow, 4 minutes, 18 seconds. Any Aubrey Graham song off of Scorpion, at least 5 minutes, dog. That's too much time, so I don't need somebody referencing like, oh my God.
He didn't even make it through 2 songs. Yeah. Or one song.
Best I ever had was only 3/4 in. Okay. It was over.
That's what I'm saying. So I just think it's better. Plus, we get to know each other, natural sounds. We're conversing. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more intimate.
That just seems very strange to have complete silence, bro. I'm not kidding you. I think it's weird to just have no... I mean, just hold on. 2 seconds of silence. That's odd.
Well, when you mix it in with some turtle moans, it's not that bad.
That's even worse and weirder.
Oh, there's going to be some skin slapping, too.
Oh, my God.
So, stirred up mac and cheese, dog.
This is just getting worse and worse. I want to turn a song on right now. Just talking about it. I say what we should do, DJ Automatic, you and I.
All right.
Is put a list of sexy, very short songs, from what I've heard from Anthony A's exes.
What's a short
and
song?
And his new girl can have sexy time, too.
That's fact.
So we're going to create a playlist for Anthony.
Yes, but it can only be one song.
It's 2-pump playlist for Ant. That's what we need. I need
the 2-pump chop playlist for your Valentine's Day needs.
And we're going to share it with everybody listening.
I hate you guys.
We'll come back with the 2-pump chump sexy time playlist when we return. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Debating sexy time with or without music right now. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So Anthony says no music, but his reasoning...
It's because I don't need a stopwatch, a timer. I don't need somebody keeping track of how long this isn't lasting, okay?
So DJ Automatic and myself here at Dana Cortez, we put together the 2-pump chump sexy time playlist for Anthony A so that his girl is happy because she wants some music. But at the same time, you are not threatened by a 5.5-minute Aubrey Graham song.
Exactly, too. Okay. And I stay away from the Usher Raymond records.
Yeah, because those are long, too. My God. And the old stuff? Like the old Al Greens and all those? Forget it.
He maybe could get through Let's Stay Together because that one's kind of short.
But that might be the only one.
That might be the only one, though.
Okay, so my two recommendations. The first song is only 3 minutes and 44 seconds. Bryson Tiller, Don't.
Don't play with it, don't be dishonest. Hey, still not understanding this logic.
3 minutes and 44 seconds,
man.
Come on. And it's sexy?
This is a little too sexy for me. I get intimidated. This is, like, listen.
It's a lot to live up to.
The type of lovemaking I make, we both have our shirts on, okay? Now, this is a little too romantic, dog.
Hold on. I got a shorter song. Okay. I got a shorter song. I think every woman appreciates this. And every dude, y'all love this too. Miguel, Sure Thing.
Need a fire, babe. If I'm a blunt. Be the ladder, babe. Fire it up, writer, baby. You can be the quote. From the lyric, baby.
Sexy. Incredibly sexy. It feels good. Guys like it. Girls love it. And it's only 3 minutes and 22 seconds. A whole 22 seconds shorter than Bryson Tiller, Don't.
I'm starting to realize and learn why you have a few unplanned children. Dana, that's, can you put on music like this? Jesus, dude. This this sounds like unprotected sexy
time. It feels
time.
Good. DJ Automatic, what are the short songs that you're adding to the Two Pump Chump Sexy Time playlist?
Well, my first one is definitely going to help you out in the bedroom.
What's that?
The Weeknd, Earned It.
Oh.
Yeah. 'Cause girl, you're perfect. You're always worth it. And you deserve it. The way you work it. 'Cause girl, you earned it.
How long is this song, Automatic?
Hold on, let me look real quick. Oh, it's 4:36.
Oh, come on, dog.
You're already in the shower by then.
Do you at least have one song to contribute to the Two Pump Chump Sexy Time playlist, Automatic?
I'm trying to think of a really short song. Do you know what song you can do it to?
What?
It might even play twice.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse through
Is
the old
that
town
a sexy
road.
Time song, really?
No, but it's a song that's going to make Anthony seem like a stud because it's less than 2 minutes.
I'll teach you to sell us a horse and then deliver a mule.
Oh, my God. Apparently, it's any song with Little in front of it. It's my jam, so there we go.
We're putting this playlist up right now. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. You on Instagram, at Dana Cortez. Share your favorites and take this playlist for a guaranteed sexy time weekend. We'll be right back, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Imagine waking up in the morning. You got that morning breath. You need some water. So you walk to the sink, turn on your faucet, and out comes beer, brandy, and rum. It's a party. It's a party. It's a party. Dana Cortez Show, WTF Storytime. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
That's exactly what happened to residents in an apartment building in India. They discovered free mixed drinks on tap in their kitchens. But it's not the kind of liquor anybody would hope for. This was a smelly combination of beer, brandy, and rum. And it started coming out of their faucets because someone had stolen 6,000 liters of confiscated alcohol from a nearby courthouse. They buried the bottles, which in turn seeped into the soil and into the water supply. The owner of the apartment complex told the local news children couldn't go to school and even their parents couldn't go to work.
Oh my, well, yeah, because nobody could pass an interlock.
Does everybody know what an interlock is?
I promise you our listeners know what an interlock is.
Bro. So what, like, what's going to happen with the community? Like, when are they going to get their water restored?
So officials say that they are trying to clean everything up, but residents are going to have to wait up to a month to get clean water. Right now, what's coming out of their faucets is the rancid beer, the disgusting brandy, and the gross rum.
Sounds like a whole lot of party to me.
Smells like my childhood.
Ew, that's stinky. Let me tell you something. If I could wish for something to come out of my sink, it damn sure wouldn't be rancid old rum, beer, and whatever the heck else is coming out of this.
What would it be then?
If it was my sink, I would have to go with the three things I want coming out of it would have to be Pedialyte, Tito's, and lemon lime Gatorade. Why not? What about you, Automatic?
Cheese, chocolate, and gold.
Ooh.
Ooh, molten gold.
Liquid cheese? That's interesting, but yeah. What about you? I mean, anyway, what about you, Dana Cortez?
All right, I would want an endless supply of coffee, Oreo cookie creamer, and Date Night with DJ Automatic.
That doesn't come out the sink, Dana.
It doesn't happen in real life either. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be back with more, y'all, less than five from right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on. It is what guys think. And I thought this would be a great idea to list the most popular places to propose to your significant other as a hint for some of y'all guys out there, okay? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We are the Dana Cortez Show. So maybe if you're thinking of proposing to your significant other, one of the most popular places in the world to do it is Central Park, New York. Think of the background, especially this time of year. There's leaves and the buildings and the orange and the think about the natural, like the photos that you're going to take.
You can score an eighth and get engaged.
Dude, I was going to say, the first time I was at Central Park, I literally seen two homeless people having sexy time.
Yeah, exactly.
It can be romantic.
There are some beautiful parts to the park, especially if you do a little horse ride. Remember when I took you and Avon on a little horse ride?
No horsey rides. Now I know about the horsey rides.
Carriage ride.
No, we can't do carriage rides either because they don't treat the horses right. See, you guys are totally ruining this whole romantic picture I'm trying to paint for everybody, okay? So Central Park is one of the best places to ask your significant other to marry them.
And let's just hope it's not summer because it's going to smell like trash if it is.
Well, and urine. But let's not talk about that right now. So now we move on to the second place. The second most popular place to propose to your significant other. Man, you got to have money for this. Come on now. The Eiffel Tower, Paris. Mm. That would be lovely. And you could save the money. There is a way to save money. You could give up the Big Bucks coffee a couple of days a week. Give up
for like
the fast
10 years.
Food. No, give up the fast food a couple of days a week. There are websites that have all of these trips on sale. Now, you would have to plan this for a long time to save that kind of money. Automatic and I have been talking about going to Paris for years.
I've never been to Paris. I want to go to Paris.
They got the replica joint in Vegas, bro. You just go there.
Fake Paris.
Paris and Vegas.
There we go. Oh, look at that, dude. Bars.
What is that? The great value version of the trip? Come on. I love Elisa's story of how her man proposed to her. What's his name, Elisa?
My fiance's name is Dante.
Okay. How did he propose?
So me and him met online and he came over when I was living at my sister's house. And years later, he took me back to my sister's apartment complex because she didn't live there anymore. Brought my mom and my sisters. And he told me you were going to breakfast. I didn't know. So we drove over there and he's like, just close your eyes. And I was just like, I don't know what's going on, but okay. And he got on one knee and he gave the ring to our oldest son. And he asked me to marry him. It was so sweet.
I'm getting emotional. I'm literally getting emotional. That is so exciting, too, that he included your child in the whole process.
It was very sweet. So my oldest gave me the ring, had the ring, and then my daughter had the flowers, and our youngest had the balloons. It was so sweet.
I love that so much. That just warms my heart. Okay, so we return here. What guys think? We'll continue with the most popular places to pop the question next here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You're thinking about popping the question. I'm listing the top four places to propose to your significant other. It's what guys think here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And we just tuned in. So we had Central Park, New York as one of the places. That's feasible because you could save enough money and buy that real low price airfare when they're on sale. Find you a decent hotel and then make your way to Central Park. That's
going
feasible.
To New York is never cheap.
Well, it's not cheap, but if you do one day, just to propose. And number two, that's this Eiffel Tower, Paris. You got to save for a long time.
You got to have the big bucks for that one.
Otto and I have been trying to save for a decade, and we have yet to make it out there. Here are the top two places, the most popular spots in the country or in the world to propose to your significant other. Number three, the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles, in LA. Now, I didn't know this, but now that I went and looked, I've seen a lot of people take pictures there. It's absolutely beautiful. It's stunning. And another affordable travel place. Is it cheap? No. But you can save enough money and make it to LA.
You could drive there.
You could.
You could drive
there. Depending on where you live.
You could even do it in a parking lot. You ain't got to go into the actual observatory.
Exactly. We ain't even paying to go in, honey. Here. Let's just make sure we get the angles right so we get in the background. And finally, the Grand Canyon in Arizona. beautiful, amazing pictures you can take here at this place.
You're gonna propose to somebody from Raleigh riding on an ass?
Have you been to the Grand Canyon before?
Why are you riding on asses?
Well, you take the...
There's a donkey tour. Yeah, have you guys been... Yeah. Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
No, yeah,
I've been to the top. I've never been to the bottom.
Never been automatic.
You've never been to the Grand Canyon, Dina?
First of all, we're married. When have we ever gone to the Grand Canyon?
I went to the Grand Canyon when I was little.
Well, your parents had like a dollar. Mine didn't.
No, we were driving. My dad used to like to drive to Vegas, so he'd stop at the Grand Canyon sometimes and be like, hey guys, look. Okay, now I'm going to go gamble.
Feel better as a parent, huh?
Yeah.
Never been. Do you think it's a great place since you've been, Automatic? And you too, Anthony, eh? Is it a good place to propose?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. You catch it during the magic hour. It's beautiful and it's amazing. And yeah, I think so.
Okay, so the phones have been ringing all morning. We have another proposal story that's been on hold. Hi, line 8. Who is this?
Hi, my name's Esther Blue.
Esther Blue, would you like to share with us the story of how you were proposed to?
Well, I proposed to my husband.
I love this. So it's a spin. It's a twist, just kind of cool. Like Frozen. Okay, so how did it happen?
After I graduated college, my great-grandmother had left me some money, so I bought him a ring, and I made him a fancy dinner, and I made fortune cookies from scratch, and I hid a message in his fortune cookie. It said, I'm so fortunate to have you. Will you marry me? And I was wearing a pencil skirt, but I got down on one knee and everything, and he said yes. And we've been married 8 years now.
Oh, my gosh. That might be the most beautiful story. Girl, how'd you get in a pencil skirt down on your knee? As soon as you said that, every woman is like, how did you do that?
I was super nervous, but we're very happy together. We have a 7-year-old daughter and 2 twin 3-year-old daughters, too.
You're busy.
I can't imagine this, because think about this as a woman. You got to experience what men do, the nervousness. What if she says no? Did that cross your mind? What if he says no? How am I going to handle it?
I had to talk to his sisters and my family. You know, everyone just reassured me that we were going to be married one day anyway. But they said, got to find out, is it yes or is it no? So I felt like it was the right time to ask.
I love it. And obviously it worked out. Congratulations. 8 years later, they're still married.
She's the only woman I know that's proposed to her husband.
Really?
Yeah, I've never heard of any other woman.
I never even realized. Yeah, I guess you do got to run it by his family. Damn.
She did it the right way.
So me and Anthony were like flabbergasted.
Yeah, you guys love this.
Not really. Do you guys have a hyphenated last name?
Yes. I took my husband's last name. So my last name is Blue de Avalos. All the rest of the family is just Avalos.
I just love that spin on that one. And married for 8 years. That's absolutely amazing. So whether you're proposing in Paris, New York, or in your front yard, I hope that things go the way that you wish them to. I wish you a long, happy life. And let's continue this conversation online. Share your proposal stories with us. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, it's the week of love here on the Dana Cortez Show. And it's lovely if you're in a relationship, but it sucks if you're not. SOS Sick of Single, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Not the Married One.
So Anthony A, yesterday, DJ Automatic, you were in another room working on some production. He comes in and he's like, I'm done. I'm done with all this love. I'm done with all this sappiness. I need a survival guide for us singles.
Is this the worst time of the year to be single?
It's the worst time of the year to feel lonely. Okay, aww. And that's how I felt. Let me tell you what made me feel really lonely, guys.
All right, Aunt.
I'm single, right, on that Valentine's Day. I was accepting it. Then my good friend Jules, I overhear her talking about, I'm throwing a single person's party.
Okay.
Mentions it in front of me, doesn't invite me.
Oh no!
Mentions it in front of me! She's like, I'm getting all my girls. Like, literally tells me about this idea and it walks out.
Well, maybe she's having a Galentine's get together, not a Palentine's get together.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because whatever it is, I'm not invited to that either.
So you started feeling really lonely.
That's what I like.
Maybe you aged out.
Are you saying that because I'm an Obama millennial? Is that what you're saying? I'm not a Bernie.
You're the one who started it earlier today.
I'm not a Bernie Sanders millennial. I'm an Obama millennial. I remember when he told us he was going to get rid of college debt, and he didn't do it either.
Kanye is older than I am.
We the millennials.
All right, dude, you're making me feel lonelier. All right, so listen. Now I'm mad at you and I'm mad at Jules. All right, so here's what we came up with, and I messed up because I went into the studio and I told Dana Cortez has a friend that I was feeling a little blue. And she goes, oh, this makes for a great radio bit.
Well, because if it's you, it's everybody. There are other people listening that hate seeing all the flowers getting delivered. They ain't got nobody to deliver flowers. All the chocolate you go to, you're stopping in at the drugstore to grab something quick. No, there's bears and red hearts everywhere.
My brother, you called me just to tell me how much he hates Valentine's Day.
Because he's single. Because he's single, exactly. So we have the survival guide, Anthony A., the single guy in the room, put it together. Can you give us the first two, please, sir?
Oh, we'll give you the first two. If you must, and again, this is from a single people who are feeling extra lonely, guy or girl. It don't matter. Number one, work from home. Avoid the office. How about that?
Okay, call
in. How about that? All right?
I get it. You don't want to see all the flowers getting delivered and the candy around you. I get it. Okay.
All Number right. two, this is very strong. This is a personal tip right here. Avoid all Aubrey Graham music. All Drake music. No Drake music.
You don't
no
have
Drake
to be
day.
Up in your feel on that day.
Yo, Migos are dropping new music. All avoid all Drake music that day. It will get you in the feels. I promise you
You
that.
Might pick up the phone and call an ex.
Oh, my God, dude. You don't want to end up in Marvin's room 3 a.m. February 15th talking about, yo, I know he doesn't know you like I do.
And since you picked up, I know he's not around.
When we come back, we'll give you the top two things you've got to do. It's your Valentine's Day survival guide. If you're SOS sick of single, here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
SOS sick of single. This is the survival guide. It's the week of love. Unless you don't have a partner and you're sick of all the flowers and all the red hearts and everything else, we are counting them down with our single friend here inside the Dana Cortez Show, Anthony A. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I am Anthony A, said friend.
The single right. guy.
Yeah, so you said this time of year, you came in yesterday, you said, Dana, well, Automatic was in production.
It was.
You're like, I'm lonely, I hate this.
It wasn't until I didn't get invited to the single people's party that I was like, wow, I'm really, really lonely. Like, not even the single people want to hang out with me in the office. And then she turned around and goes, well, I thought you were at the comedy club. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So this is the single people's survival guide for the extra lonely ones.
Well, back it up, though, because we already named the first two.
You're right,
so
you're
for anybody
right.
who just turned the radio
this
on.
Is, the first one's mainly for my ladies. If you're feeling extra blue and you're worried about the other girl receiving flowers at the office, just don't go to work.
Call in. Work from home.
There you know go. What? Or, since you don't have to buy anyone a gift, why not just send yourself flowers and say they're
like
from a secret
idea.
Admirer?
I like that.
You don't want to build a day on a lie. Come on, dude. All right. Number two, very important, very key. Avoid all Drake music. Oh. We're talking everything from the early mixtapes to the recent stuff. All
it's
right?
essential to your happiness.
Don't do it. And we're getting right now to the number three one. Pass the love forward. All right. That's what you want to do. Give the love to somebody else. You can maybe go.
What does that mean?
You could, if you want to maybe give some flowers to your mother.
Oh,
maybe,
I love
maybe
that
you
idea.
Have. Last year, I think we went to the senior citizen home and passed
yes,
out some
did.
Flowers. That was very rewarding for me. That felt good because that's all we want to do. All right. And the final one I have right now. This is very big, guys. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. Don't spend money on flowers, chocolates for another person. Go buy that bag you wanted. Take yourself
Instead
to dinner.
Instead of sending yourself flowers, like Automatic suggested, go get that jacket you've been saving for,
exactly.
ladies.
Exactly. You
guys?
Know what I'm saying? I'm not buying 12 dozen roses. I'm buying some Nike Cortezes that I've always wanted. That's what I'm doing this weekend. You go do the same, okay? Or if you want to send flowers to yourself, you put from me to me, love me. How about that?
Don't make it a lie.
Don't make it a lie.
Love
you
yourself.
Inspired me, Anthony. I'm going to go buy myself some shoes right now.
Hey, we're together.
Oh, still going to buy myself some shoes.
SOS Sick of Single, the survival guide. I'm listing all four now. If you're single, you definitely want to screenshot this one. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, @Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.